Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ravens currently sit at 1-4. They are 7.5-point dogs Sunday against the Rams. It's the biggest home spread since the last time they played the Rams at home. It was exactly 7.5 points. They did lose that game 20-19. That was back when the Ravens used to fight for their coach. We just talked in the last segment about whether that's still there. Alas, if this thing continues to go sideways, we have a feeling that John Harbaugh may take the brunt of this. And with that, Jason Lockenfour has something to say about who should be hiring the next head coach.
But wait, Ben, can we go from the dead boys to the misfits, please? So look, I still remain less than convinced that even a complete free fall is going to get Silent Steve off his boat and onto a plane to fly across the country to interview head coaching candidates. I'm just not sure that that's where he's going to be in all of this, and that's all that's ultimately going to matter. And given where he is in his stewardship of this franchise and the fact that he's made it very clear the last time he talked to the core four, however many years ago that was, that it's not staying in his family, and yeah, he's going to sell it, and when he's had his fun with it, it's gone. I just wonder the confluence of all those events, if it really does put Harbs on the clock the way I said I would have put him on the clock after week one, or the way a lot of fans would put him on the clock now. But I just think we need to, on this show, continue to be forthright about all the various areas of failure and blame. And I think it would be a real mistake, they've made plenty of mistakes, even by their standards, a horrendous mistake to fire John Harbaugh, who has won a Super Bowl in the capacity that he's in now, who has been a part of a lot of winning, and who you guys can point to, and you have over the last 2 days, all the times where his teams rose above. And, you know, what he did winning games on the road in the playoffs under man and COVID and all that, even though he should have fired the damn trainer right then and there when the league suspended him during COVID. Whatever. He's hardly beyond reproach. And if you want to run him out, I get it. But to then say that let's reward the boy wonder GM who's got no rings doing his job, who was able to hide behind Ozzie, take credit for what he wanted, pretend he had nothing to do with what didn't work for years, who was gifted this position by the owner because he was so afraid to lose him somewhere else. And he's now been on this job for quite some time. And there's a lot of blind spots in how he builds rosters and what he believes in and what works and what doesn't. And he hasn't been forced to fire anybody over there, but Harbs has fired plenty of coordinators. I just think it would be a cataclysmic error to over-empower a GM who I think should be gone if or when Harbaugh's gone, and then make him the pivotal person in hiring the next head coach. Because again, where Steve is, I don't know that Steve is going to be as driven as in this. Whoever Steve hires, does he really think he's going to spend 5 years with that guy? Does he even think he's going to spend 3 years with that guy? I just think this is set up right now in a fugazi way. Your team president's the worst GM in NFL history. Fact. Your owner is not around like he used to be and has said he's going to sell the team. He ain't in it for that long. Fact. And if he keeps the GM, and the GM, who is an expert politician, who plays the media like a fiddle, who's played his billionaire overlord like a fiddle, if you allow him to spearhead this, he is going to get someone who he perceives to be a pushover, who will have none of the voice and resume and acumen and muscles built up over years of doing this that Harbaugh has. The lack of checks and balances. I would be scared to death as someone who has a PSL or invest their time and money in this franchise as to where that Keystone Cop search would go, given where the owner is in his tenure, given who the team president is, and given who that GM is. If you're going to fire Harbaugh, I would strongly suggest, and you should listen to me, you reboot the whole damn thing.
I just want to point out, I just asked AI who the worst GM in NFL history is. It did not list Sashi Brown as one. It listed five. Listed Matt Millen, Ryan Grigson.
Matt Millen was bad.
Four, excuse me. The core four. Matt
Ryan
Millen,
Grigson was definitely
Ryan Grigson,
better than
Trent Baalke, and Vinny Serrato. Those are the four it mentioned.
Matt Millen was really bad.
Matt Millen was bad.
Matt Millen was really bad.
And look, he kept
that job a long time.
He had
time.
A winless season, right? He and Sashi. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah. Just what that's what AI says.
Ask. Can you ask follow-up questions? Is Sashi Brown fifth? Where does
I
ask it where Sashi fits in all this?
I don't think AI.
AI.
Those
I
kind
think
of questions.
You might have made a mistake.
Well, you can do some follow-ups. Yeah.
Where would you put Sashi?
He did not make the list.
There
though, I'm
canned
just saying.
Responses yeah. though for yeah. Google
yeah.
AI.
Yeah, it's
you too. You too. You want.
I want
DaCosta with some first-time startup head coach.
Let me. I would be stunned if Eric DaCosta was fired.
So I'll take it a step further. I don't put it at cataclysmic. Like I think he had a horrible offseason, but I think he's also had a lot of success and they've won playoff games. And I'm not there yet with that. I get the firing John part of it. But I feel like this is a team that went to an AFC title game 2 years ago that if Mark Andrews can hold on to a football last year, they're back in the AFC title game. I'm not there yet on Eric.
It's also a defense, though, that gets no sacks and no turnovers.
He had a horrible...
And that's him. No, but that's not just this year.
Yeah, but
That's the whole Lamar tenure.
And he needs to change his philosophy with that. There's no question. We've been saying that
And
for
you
years.
Think with a pushover MOOC head coach, that's when he's going to make the change?
Well, but I'm not going to assume it's a pushover MOOC head coach. I think they'll hire a good head coach.
Really?
I do. Okay. I don't think it's the same thing as the Orioles, but that's my opinion.
And I agree with that. Like, this is going to be a very attractive, if going down this rabbit hole, they do get rid of John. this is going to be an extremely attractive
job.
You don't think this guy would
use this as an opportunity to get even more power, to have the analytics and the quants even more empowered, and that he would specifically be trying to steer this to someone who isn't going to have years of doing this before all that to fall back on?
Chase, if we go down that rabbit hole and he does that, then Eric's going to get fired. Because, like,
yeah, but then he's going to waste more years of Lamar and more people's time and more people's money before he gets fired.
But you get rid of the head coach, then the GM's next because he's on notice at this point.
I'm not going to say you don't have the right to feel that way, but I don't, as I sit here right now, I don't believe
it. Like, that would be shame on Eric, but also everybody in the org. This would be an extremely attractive job because you have Lamar freaking Jackson as your quarterback. Like, who would not want this job?
That's not the idea.
I know what you're saying.
Who would he want to have the job?
We'll continue this conversation, but coming up next, Morgan Atsit. She, her video went viral.
Just remember, I'm usually 2+ years ahead of the curve.
So, yeah.
Just bank that one, Beltway Ben. Yeah. When this guy's 0-5, bank it.
Morgan Atsit, Fox 45 Sports, joins us next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.